Hello and welcome to Varsity 2017. I'm here down at Lady Bay with Taran Monday, and we're going to be watching the Rugby League, the Nottingham Trent versus University of Nottingham, the opening fixture of what promises to be a great Varsity series. A nice play out here in the back, a couple of back lines, but smartly wrapped up by Matt Boyers there is the Trent standoff. Just as they play the ball here, a scoop from dummy half, and he's just held over the line, I think. On the fourth tackle, the penultimate tackle, and Trent play the ball out to the dummy half. Comes again through the centres, and it goes out to the hands. I've got numbers on here, wide, and did he get the ball down? Yes, he did. The ref awards the second try of the game. This is not looking good here for the University of Nottingham in the opening fixture of the Varsity 2017 series. Smart finish after some hands draw the men and pass. Simple stuff, but they had the numbers over, and that's what Notts get for conceding a set under their own posts. And we are back underway here. The Nottingham Trent kicked the conversion off their second try, making it 12-0. And the Nottingham had a good powerful press, and we managed to force a knock-on in the Trent 30, about 25 metres out from the Trent line, which is a great start. Notts really need to get their head up here and get back into the game quickly off this scrum and score within the next 5 or 10 minutes if they're going to keep in touch here with what's looking a fairly rampant Trent side in the opening exchanges. So options out here, a couple of behind the ball lines, and Simo pops it through, and Will Billing is through, and he's just short of the line, or held up. That's great defence from Trent. So Notts are going to play the ball 10 metres out here as they were held up over the line. A great ball from Simo to put Will Billing through the gap, but unfortunately just couldn't quite capitalise. And Ali Chapman juggles with it, but luckily managed to retain possession. And this is the fourth tackle. Archie ordering the troops around. Ali plays it and plays out to Simo, who's got options on. Oh, they're going to kick early here. And that's a lovely, lovely kick. But unfortunately, it's just gone slightly too long. Boyers and Crabtree on the left-hand side couldn't quite keep up with it. And Nottingham Trent are going to run out here for a 20 tap. The incisiveness has been lacking from the University of Nottingham so far. And Trent get the ball, an absolutely huge tackle there from Ben Huntley and Archie, the Australian connection there in the midfield. And Trent here, they're making, in my opinion, making a lot of easy metres through the midfield with some of their strong runners around prop and second row. A lot of their rook-based players, although they are going wider now, taking through the centres, and the Trent number four does well and is met there by Will Billing and Simo, who's shuffled across from half-back. And Trent again taking it through the middle, and I think the Notts line speed just looks a bit slow. It could be a little bit of fatigue after such an impressive 14-12 win, and they've got numbers on here, and he spilt the ball. That was a golden opportunity there for another Trent try, but he spilt the ball with some very, very poor handling. The pass was behind him, and there's a combination as well of the winger overrunning it. So Notts are going to get the ball here for the Uni of on about 5 metres out. And they're going to be hoping to take it back up the pitch just as they're setting down for a scrum. Yeah, the kicking has been stronger. A good kick from Kieran Dean to release pressure at the start, and then a much more attacking kick there from Simo manages to force a mistake. And we appear to have got over the line. Is that a try? The referee takes a look, and it's been held up again. Some great defence. You have to give credit to the NTU defence, because Jimmy Adamson there making such a big impact. He's such a force to be reckoned with. At 6'4" and probably upwards of 15 stone, he is a real force, and unfortunately couldn't quite get the ball down. But Eddie has come up again, although that was telegraphed, to be honest, and an NTU rushed up and reached it. That the loop pass with Eddie at fullback has been tried a couple of times. But now Elliot Lamble sells a dummy, and he goes over. What a try, Elliot Lamble.
Fantastic try.
What a hero. He sells a dummy. The whole crowd was sold. I was sold. And all of, most importantly, NTU were sold as well. And Lamble goes over to get Notts' first points on the board. 4 points, and the cheers ring around Lady Bay Stadium. Taran, what are your thoughts on the try?
Oh, fantastic try. Two shibbies, big dancing feet, a dummy, and over the line. That's exactly what Uni of needs to get back into this match. And they can really start to get a real foothold now. I think over the past 5-10 minutes, they've really, really been playing well. Some magical kicks, I think. if they can carry this on there into the show.
Yes, definitely. It was a ball popped up from Adam Simo, and it should have just been easily dealt with by the Nottingham Trent defence, but a little bit of brilliance, a little bit of magic, and lovely dummy from Elliot Lamball manages to open up the space for him, and he dives for the line. And Addison steps up and casually adds the extras as well. So that makes it 12-6. 12-6, and we're about 25 minutes gone in the first half, and 15 to go before the break. The sun is still beating down here, so it's a lovely day, and the crowd has easily doubled since the start of the game, and there must be easily 200 to 300 people here at Lady Bay Stadium enjoying what is a great afternoon of rugby league. And a lovely break here.
Yes.
A lovely break from Uni off. Harry Lyon showing the winger. He's got absolute gas on the outside. Great break from Harry Lyon. And Notts here are up to 20 metres out. Ball goes out to Simo through the midfield, and he puts a lovely floated pass over. It takes a bounce on the floor, but it's gathered by Crabtree just as he fends off a tackle. And Notts are 20 metres out here. JVF plays a flat pass to Jimmy Adamson, who dives in but unfortunately spills the ball under a lot of pressure from the Trent line. Scoot here from the centre, who's come in for a run off the midfield. But again, Benny Knight sticks in a shoulder and takes it to the ground. There's suspicion of a forward pass there, in my opinion. But again, the Trent man wrapped up smartly by Jimmy, who's making up for his error. Although a strong line from the Trent replacement prop there. Takes it down the midfield, nearly got a break, but for good covering tackle from Harry Lyon, the winger coming in field for defensive work. Eddie decides to take it in the middle and close the game out sensibly. So the score at half-time, 12-6 to Nottingham Trent University. A very close game, one that looked like it was going to get away from the University of Nottingham, but they've rallied very strongly and surely going to be looking to come back into the game properly after half-time and hopefully get the win here in what is the first varsity game of 2017. Welcome back to Varsity 2017. We've just had the half-time break, some entertainment from the Nottingham Knights and their NTU counterparts. We're just away from the kickoff here. Trent are going to be kicking down to a receiving Uni offside. Taryn, what do you think that Uni off need to do different in this half to allow them to gain superiority?
I think in the first 10-15, really consolidate, try and get the
ball,
and then in the 20 have a real push, keep it tight, and really try and go for it in the end, and perhaps play the ball a bit quicker, and maybe, I think, if the ref sort of comes more to their ways and decisions, makes the Trent boys roll off quicker, then I think they can really speed the game up and really have a chance to sort of...
So we're scrumming down right on the halfway line, and
well, like when we used to play away again.
The sun is beating down, which is going to certainly play our conditions. And Eddie here just decides to take it in. Dan Crabtree, who's not well known for his gas, to be honest, on the left wing today. So he decides instead, although he picks a lovely line here and manages to get a lovely quick play the ball. Gets an offload to Jimmy Adamson, who can be dangerous in these situations. Go on, Jimmy. And unfortunately just gets caught there with a good cover tackle. Well, they have quick play of the ball, and Kieran Dean dummies his way through the line.
Oh, he's done it.
What a try,
Kieran Dean, the freshman come in straight from Uni off this year, throws a dummy and absolutely bamboozles the NTU defence. One absolutely great try there from the Uni off. And it's been coming because Trent have just been throwing up far too many handling errors for them to be considered having a role in this. Eddie Daly calls a Charlie set, so a nice easy exit set here for Knotts. Well took by Kieran Dean. Benny Knight runs onto it well and manages to spin, but he spilt the ball there. And Trent here have a chance to play on. That's an unfortunate error there from Benny Knight, because he's given NTU a chance to get some easy points on the board here. But he fronts up with a big tackle there to make it
to a unfortunately.
So unfortunately though, no, Trent have just gone straight through.
They give him
scored a try. A real shame there.
And unfortunately, that's what happens when you make mistakes on 50 metres out. Benny and I went for an offload. Unfortunately, it didn't pay off. And Trenton punched him rightly for that sin. However, not to regroup, and they will certainly be looking to come back into the game. And we're back underway here. Unbelievably, from right in front of the sticks, the Trent kicker had an absolute howler and missed, which has meant that Notts are still within a one-try reach of NTU. So the scores here, 16-10. So the action back underway here, and Trent playing the ball around the 30-metre line, running it up, and Elliot Wetham there, with a proper league brain, slows the ball down, so it gives his chance for his teammates to set. A rather tame kick into the corner, and Kieran Dean just finds the ground, does well there, and sets a platform for returning set here from Uniov. Archie plays out of hooker, a low ball well gathered by Dan Crabtree, who's well met there by NTU defence, but Crabtree just takes in his stride. Archie again plays it out, and a bat out the back to Jimmy Adamson, who absolutely clobbers one of the NTU lads. And that's got to be a penalty. The ref's giving Trent far too much time here. Easily had 4 seconds on the ball. Simo kicks early, and it could pay off here. And Harry Lyon has done it! And what a great try this will be. Harry Lyon takes it in the corner. Absolute gas on there, Trent Linger. What a kick, what a try from Uniov. What a great bit of rugby league that was. Simo kicked early, saw the overlap, and Trent didn't know what to do with himself. What a great moment there for Adam Sim and for Harry Lyon. The crowd's gone wild here down at Lady Bay Stadium, and it's been much deserved because Uniov have been pushing. He could have gone under the post with all his gas, as he pointed out to me, but he doesn't need to due to the accuracy of the ON kickers. We just kick and we'll slot them over and hopefully take advantage of the 2 points that Trent missed only 10 minutes ago. Joe, what are your thoughts on that passage of play?
That was a fantastic try there from Lyons, wasn't it? Brilliant piece of breakaway play there from the University of Nottingham, who needed that bit of luck, as we said, with a rather lacklustre performance in this match, with those two tries in the first half cancelled out by Elliot Lamble. But nonetheless, a great burst of pace there by Harry Lyons. Fantastic try. He must have run a good half of the length of the pitch there, as the ball steps up now for Adamson to hopefully convert the try for the green and gold. And a fantastic performance in the second half from the green and gold. Despite many assaults upon their try by the Trent team, they have managed to break away and find the gaps and work the ball so that it feeds those wingers out wide. And they've done really well in the second half, as hopefully Adamson steps up and converts the try for the University of Nottingham.
Yeah, the defensive rig has certainly been a factor that they've improved in their performance. In the opening 10 minutes, Uniov didn't seem at the races, but now the tie is neck and neck, and it's unfortunately missed there by the ON kicker. So Trent do retain a slender 2-point lead here. But Harry Lyon there, absolutely thrilled with the varsity try. He's got absolute gas, and the Trent fullback didn't know what to do with himself there, to be honest. I don't think he saw him coming. And there, 17 bounces back, but Ben Hundley's on the third attempt, third bite of the cherry, takes him down 10 metres out. Trent here running it through the centre. They're liking this centre play, but unfortunately hasn't been paying dividends for them recently. They dive over, and that is a try. There's the commentators there. And it all flares up a bit on field, just as the crowd get behind the Trent side. That's a shame, really, because that was that's a silly way to concede a penalty, and fortunately Trent this time have taken the lead here, extended their lead out to what will be 20-10 with the kick to come in from the posts. NTU there, fans get back. Scores remain 18-10. Kieran takes it out to the left and plays it out to Boyers, who goes through the hands. Yeah. What a try from the University of Nottingham. Dan Crabtree.
A consecutive start at winger and picking up his fourth try in three games. He atones for the earlier mistake down at the other end of the pitch just 5 minutes ago. And with kick to come, this hopefully should be 16-18. with Trent on Trent in the lead here. Tara, what did you make of that?
Fantastic try. Again, as I said before, they had a bit of creativity there, moved the ball very quickly, and a lot of pace there on the wing to get past the oncoming Trent man. So fantastic team play there.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was came through the middle, and Benny Knight pounced on the ball, managed to get a quick play of the ball through the middle, which drew in the Trent defenders. Some of them hadn't retreated quickly enough, getting tired in the closing moments of this game, and that certainly means now Jimmy with a kick to come. He looks up and on his favoured side, to the left of the posts, and he takes his run up to take it. And it's slightly laboured. It's pulled it to the left, unfortunately. Although even they would have needed another try anyway if that had gone over. Certainly some more promising signs there in the last 5 minutes from Notts, making Trent pay for their mistakes. Sure, a little pop over the top from Adam Sim. And there's a break on here on the right. And Jimmy Adamson there just couldn't quite hold on to the ball, it looks like. And that's been a knock on there from University of Nottingham. It was only a half break, and he was forced into making that error by some good Trent drift defence.
And unfortunately, that is the end of the game. Trent have won the opening match of the 2017 Varsity Series. It's been an incredibly exciting affair. It's gone to and fro, 18-16 in the end. But the University of Nottingham were pleased with their performance. They didn't quite have enough to get over the line at the end.
This is URN Sport.
So I'm here after the game, just after a 22-18, very narrow loss to NTU University. And I'm here with the Vice President of the Rugby League Club, Vinnie Lombardo. So, Vinnie, what were your thoughts on the game today? And how did you feel that we performed overall?
I thought the game today was a pretty tight game, really good game. Boys came out and fronted up really well. It's just a shame to lose so narrowly. But it's just one of those games that we're going to have to learn from for playoffs next week, and going to go out and give Man Met a good game.
Indeed. What do you think was the decisive moment in the game? Was it the penalty that Crabb gave away, or was it just generally Trent's ability to get quick play of the balls and get a lot of ground, got a lot of metres down the pitch?
Yeah, I think the play of the balls from Trent was what killed us today. We couldn't get up fast enough and slow them down, but that's just because they're a big side. Sometimes you've got to deal with that, and today just wasn't something we could beat today.
And one final question. Obviously, we had the huge win on Wednesday with the Bucks Championship. A Bucks Championship win on Wednesday against Bath, 14-12 win. And obviously, we've got the two big games against Man Met for the promotion playoffs. How do you think the boys are going to react to today's defeat, and is it going to be a positive one?
Yeah, of course it will be. I think the boys, they know what they're doing. They know exactly how to bounce back from a game like this. It's happened before. We've suffered defeats like this. It sucks, but it's one of those that we'll learn from, and we'll take into Man Met. We'll learn from our mistakes here, because Trent have played Man Met this year, and it's going to be one of those where we'll come out, know what we're going to do, and execute it well.